This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the wonderful Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, which has been amazing. So we're going to talk, I'll put a little bow on that now's the time to fear. No, that comes later. I'll put a little bow on that here in just a moment. Talk about sending money to the Taliban this hour. Fetterman, poor Fetterman. I actually feel bad for Fetterman, and you know I'm not a big fan. All that and more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show this final hour. Not just to put a little bow on what we were just talking about at the end of last hour with these journalists. I'm afraid. I'm terrified of these government employees. I'm so scared. And what I've tried to explain is your demonic conduct. Everything Nazi Hitler. Ah, I better kill him. Ah! That demonic conduct took a fairly moderate New York liberal and turned him into Trump 2.0, the savage who's carving through government communism like a blowtorch through butter. You did that, communists. You created that. Your demonic nature created that. And I'm here to tell you again, the next guy gets worse if you don't correct yourself. But the problem is, listen to this. This is on CNN. The problem is they don't realize they created it.
This is a very different Donald Trump. He's leading a very different administration, the way he's attacking things. And the American public is very much more in line with him than they were at any point during his entire first term.
Well, I would say correction. This is not a very different Donald Trump. This is a very different Donald Trump in as being viewed by voters in this.
In the way he's going about things with Susan Wiles leading things, I think okay. He is.
It's not a different Donald Trump. It's just the voters feel different. No, it is. He's so different. And if you're upset about that, or you're afraid, or if you don't like it, buy a mirror and look into it. Look, I'll go back to this moron who called and left a voicemail. This moron probably sits around talking about how horrible this new Trump administration is. You did this.
Jesse, why are you so prejudiced against immigration? My grandparents were an immigration, and we're good people. We don't kill. We don't hurt. We work hard. So stop being so prejudiced.
First of all, one more word on that. You're not good people. Stop with that. You're not good people. You just called and tried to use buzzwords to get me to open up the borders of my country to barbarians. You're not a good person. You like to sound like a nice person to your friends and family. And when you get together with all your dirtball communist friends, you talk about how open borders you are and how that makes you good people. But you're not good people. You're the bad guy. You feel like you're the good guy, but you are the bad guy. You do bad things. You destroy things. You're not good people. You're my enemy. All right? Now, back to the world pillaging us. Biden administration, this is from the Free Beacon, quietly spent $15 million to distribute contraceptives and condoms in Afghanistan. Again, the world just pillages us. They're just used to it. It's how everything has always gone. The world pillages us. Wild, wild to watch it. Now, I want to talk about Fetterman before I get to some emails and some voicemails. Because you know I don't trust Fetterman at all. Should be noted, how many people have you heard praising Fetterman in recent months? On the right, I mean. How many hosts, radio, TV, otherwise, maybe friends of yours, maybe you've done it yourself. Woo, it's so nice. We got him. He's coming around. It's so nice. I'm so glad. Look at this guy. We finally got a sane Democrat. And who's the one who's been telling you? Fetterman's a communist, a career communist. He's a senator from a state that has gone from purple to red. Republicans are about to carry, if they don't already, the voter registration edge now in his state. He's trying to get reelected. But when it comes down to it, on the tangible things, he's never going to help you. He's never going to help me. He's never going to do anything for the country. He'll come out and he'll do a gesture or a statement. But because the right is such a cheap date, we'll allow one idiot Democrat to vote against everything we've ever loved or cared about. But he'll make one statement in public and we'll be like, wow, I could vote for that guy. It's time to get some common sense. By the way, Pete Hegseth, the brand new Secretary of Defense. Congratulations, Pete. You know that vote was tied in the Senate, right? And you know that J.D. Vance, as vice president, had to do his duty and return to the Senate and cast the tie-breaking vote. That's why we have SecDef Pete Hegseth. But why was it tied? Before we get to Mitch McConnell and Lisa Murkowski and those, why was it tied? Because Mr. Middle of the Road, John Fetterman, voted against him. John Fetterman is a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's a Trojan horse. He's whatever cliche you want to attach to it. John Fetterman is there. He exists to lower your guard so communism can be welcomed in. That's why John Fetterman does what he does. That's why he says the things he says. And that brings me to the morons at The View. You know how I talked earlier about how we're going to get something on the soundboard, something along the lines of, you know, now it's time to decide. Are they lying or just stupid? Well, you're about to see the difference, you see. Lying versus stupid. John Fetterman is a huge liar. He's going to vote for every communist thing. He's going to vote against everything you care about. But he knows that's not going to get him reelected in Pennsylvania. So he knows he has to present a middle-of-the-road face. He goes to sit down with the heifers on The View. They are really stupid. And they don't understand what he's doing. So Fetterman, the wolf in sheep's clothing, is forced to go sit there with these morons and answer questions.
It's sad because it's been politicized. And I think, if anything, that might have set some things back because people assume now.
He's talking about the New York case where he said after Trump was convicted, after all was said and done, after it was over, Fetterman, I really didn't like the political lawfare. And Sonny Hostin came at him about that.
It's sad because it's been politicized. And I think, if anything, that might have set some things back because people assume now, you know, depending on what team's in office, you know, those are the people that get some redemption.
I just for clarification, did you mean that the 34-count case in which Donald Trump was found guilty of various financial crimes was politically motivated here in New York?
I found that when the judicial system gets weaponized and targeted political enemies for political gain, I think that's inappropriate, and I think that degrades our collective trust in this very important institution, whether that's on a Democratic going after a Republican or a Republican going after a Democratic one. And I like to think I call it strikes and balls, because the judicial system has to remain.
Sonny Hostin, of course, she's too stupid to realize that Fetterman is not only on her team, he's doing much more to advance the ball than she could ever do. Now, she doesn't have the IQ to figure that out. Fetterman's the smart one. He figured it out. Anna Navarro, again, it's really not her fault. She's just too dumb. She doesn't know what she's dealing with. Fetterman, Navarro, you dumb communist, he's on your side. He's moving the ball forward for his team. But you're too stupid to see it.
I didn't love the optics of you going to Mar-a-Lago. He was going to, which is his palace. He was going to be in Washington a week later.
I almost forgot that Fetterman had gotten points from the right, attaboy points for going to see Trump in Mar-a-Lago. See that? These guys, Some of them are reasonable. I'm telling you, I could see myself voting for Fetterman. Fetterman pulls the wool over the right's eyes all the time. Fetterman, the lying smart one, walked into the den of morons on the View, and those idiots couldn't see that he is moving the ball for their side in a way that they could never do. They're simply too stupid to do so. Fetterman, way more intelligent than these other two. It's just, it's funny watching the game being played. Here's a voicemail.
Hey, Jesse, I just got an idea you can throw at some of your people you know in Congress and the Senate. Hey, if you want to get NATO on board and stop screwing around and us paying for everything, all Trump's got to do is mention the fact that we're thinking of joining the alliance with China and Russia and all them. Watch how fast they cough up the money.
Yeah, that's a dumb idea. That's never going to work. That's never going to work because it would involve joining BRICS, and we're not going to stop allowing the dollar to be the world's reserve currency. Believe me, you don't want to know what's happening, what happens to us if that comes. You don't want to know what happens to your dog unless you give them rough greens. Your dog, well, picture your body. Picture the elite physical I had today. Picture what that physical would have looked like if I ate fast food every single meal. Just empty calorie after empty calorie after empty calorie. Think how my joints would look, how my body would look. You know rough greens? Rough greens is the all-natural nutritional supplement you sprinkle on your dog's food because you're giving your dog fast food every meal. Dog food is dead. It's empty calorie garbage without nutrition, and that's why our dogs have so many health problems, and that's why they die so early. Start giving your dog probiotics, omega oils, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals. All this is found in Rough Greens. And they give out free Jumpstart trial bags. Free bags! Call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. They have Meow Greens for your cat, too. Rough Greens. Do it. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. It has been. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail as well. Dear Chris's mouthpiece, the subject of this one, the guy says, liberal Aunt Peggy calls herself a Christian and can't believe you call yourself a Christian. The guy says, you have told us repeatedly that the fight against communists slash the system will last beyond our lifetimes. We knew this, but it sure does hit home when the hostility against the evil orange man and his team comes roaring back to life in person and on social media. Liberal Aunt Peggy is a tough nut to crack, but she can be really good with words and rhetoric, even making you look like the bad guy. This is something that bad people do. They have a freedom. The communist has a freedom you will never have. I'll use an example for us. Jewish. You know, Jewish producer Chris is Jewish. Don't know if you know that. But he's a Jew, right? If Chris and I got in an argument, which I actually don't think we've ever gotten in an argument, but if Chris and I got in an argument, let's say we're arguing about taxes or something like that, I might call Chris names. I would hope I wouldn't, but if it was a legitimate argument, I would hope I wouldn't, but I might call him names. We might get mean, but it would simply never occur to me to dig through Chris's belief system and come up with a Jewish argument for why he should come along to my side. It would never occur to him. It would never occur to Chris to do that to me. Jesse, is that what Jesus would want you to do? It would never occur to him in a serious way to do that to me. Because that's what evil people do. For the American communist, for the American Democrat, using your values against you is how they have been trained. It is ingrained in them. They don't know any other way. People who have no time for you and your belief system at all will bend over backwards, digging through the things you learn, the Bible even, to come up with some way they can use it against you. That's how evil people operate. That's how they operate. And that's why you see the crocodile tears all over TV. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're deporting him. Jesus would never have wanted this before. These aren't people who sit and worry about Jesus. These are people who sit and worry about communism, but they know you worry about Jesus. So, because they are evil, because they have no moral boundaries whatsoever, they simply find a way to use it on you. And look, the church has helped them with this. Parts of the church have helped them with this. You see this one? Catholic Charities put out this video telling migrants how to avoid ICE deportations. There are portions of the church, not just Catholic either, Catholic, Protestant, all the Southern Baptist, Episcopalians, Mormons, every branch of it. There are portions of the church who've been infected and infested with communism as well. I see it. I sniff it everywhere I go. I'll tell you one thing. You want to know what happened to me this Sunday? There you go. I'm not leaving the church we've been going to yet. But we sat down. I forgot to tell you this, Chris. We sat down. They had had, you know, the standard church service, at least for the ones I normally go to, non-denominational types. You walk in, you sing worship songs, sing a few worship songs, and then you sit down. And normally the pastor will do some announcements, you know, come announcements. Hey, this is next Sunday is a men's breakfast, and blah, 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 blah. And then he gets up to preach, gives a sermon, right? This Sunday, same thing, get in, packed in, worship music. And time came for the announcements. And they were announcing that they had a new campus, which is good. Okay, church is expanding. Okay, we got to open up a new campus. Good, that's good, good, good. It was a 2-3 minute long video. And it was all about how diverse the church was. Now, I looked at it through different eyes than my wife saw it. Because, no, they didn't go full commie or anything like that. But they were so proud. 2-3 minutes, not about Bible this or Jesus that or people this. It was, we have so many different backgrounds here. We really are such a diverse place. We have people that are from here and people that are from here. There's just so much diversity. Diversity everywhere. Diversity everywhere. And as I was explaining afterwards, why it really perked my ears up is, why is that a brag? And why is that a goal? Why is the goal of any institution diversity? Shouldn't the goal always be performance? When it comes to a church, the goal is whatever Jesus wants, right? Diversity. What's that? Those are buzzwords, and that's exactly how the church, portions of the church, have been infected with communist teachings. And that's how you end up with some Leslie Bishop lecturing Donald Trump about tranny kids. That's exactly how that happens. It starts slowly at first. We're super diverse, guys. Look at how diverse we are, majorly diverse. What's that? Jesus never heard of him. Anyway, we're super diverse, I promise. That's how it starts. Keep your eyes open. Shrewd as snakes, all right? And make sure you're out there taking on the enemy. How about saving a baby's life? How about that for taking on the enemy? You think there's anything the devil loves more than abortion? I promise you there's not. Well, I take that back. I'm not the devil, but I would guess there's not. What could be better? Taking an innocent baby's life and just snip, gone, before it even has a chance to be born. Make a difference. Preborn is out there giving out free ultrasounds so women can hear that heartbeat and choose life. Unless she hears that heartbeat. Remember, preborn deals with mothers who've already decided to abort their babies. Unless she hears that heartbeat, that baby's going to die. That ultrasound is what saves lives. It's our greatest tool against the enemy. $28 buys that ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you go give that $28. It's tax deductible. Remember that. preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. CIA Director Ratcliffe, that'd be John Ratcliffe, the agency is now evaluating if China intentionally started the pandemic. That's from Daily Wire. And the inside paper says the CIA says COVID more likely to have leaked from the lab. Okay, none of that stuff's breaking news. You got all that. You knew all that stuff a while ago. But let's think about this for a moment. And let's walk this to its conclusion, which might be a little bit uncomfortable. When COVID first came out, I remember it just the way you do. We were watching some scary videos from China, people falling over dead in the street and stuff like that. So we know that was propaganda, but COVID first rolled out. COVID gets here. The system bent over backwards to insist that it came from some Chinese wet market where they eat exotic animals. Remember that? We were told it came from bat soup and everything else. And not only were we told that it came from a Chinese wet market, we were told repeatedly by the system. Remember, all the parts of the system, speaks with one voice. It was everything from the CIA. Remember the CIA? We had analysts switching their vote. Well, it definitely came from a lab. From CIA, from media, from Democrat politicians. Every single part of the system insisted that it could not have been a lab leak. No way. It was a leak from a Chinese lab. That's been debunked. It was debunked. We debunked it. In fact, I'm pretty sure we have a montage still somewhere of the various media entities saying, well, that's been debunked. That's been debunked. We debunked that. It didn't come from a lie or from a lab. That's all been debunked. Okay. All right. So the system lied repeatedly and knowingly about the origins of COVID. Now, we got all that. Again, this none of this is news to you. So let's jump to the really, really uncomfortable part. Why? Why? Because when you think about it on the surface, that's not, it's not a lie that makes a lot of sense, does it? What difference does it make if COVID came from a dirty bat in the bat flambé, or COVID came from a lab where they're working on infectious diseases, and it leaked out? If you get the entire system to tell the exact same lie, and the lie itself on the surface doesn't look that important, well, then that begs the question, doesn't it? Why? Why that lie? And the uncomfortable truth of it is this. We really can't even blame that lie about COVID's origins. We can't even blame that on the system trying to get Donald Trump out of office during his first presidency. Oh, we know the system wanted that, and they did everything they could to make that happen, and eventually they did make that happen, but that doesn't explain the COVID lie. Whether COVID came from bat soup or a lab would have nothing to do with getting Donald Trump reelected, so let's set the Trump part of it aside. Why? Why lie? Well, unless I'm mistaken, there's really only one conclusion you can come to. And that's that our system is in large part bought off by the communist Chinese. Because the only reason you would want to tell that lie is to ensure the Communist Chinese Party doesn't look as bad as they would have looked otherwise. Can someone tell me a different reason? And you can say, you know, it's a lab we funded, but we were always going to get to that information anyway. We knew we funded the lab. And even us funding the lab, yeah, maybe it makes Fauci look bad. It makes the NIH look bad. Maybe a member of Congress here or there look bad. But just because we funded the lab, that doesn't explain every single part of the system telling the exact same lie and running cover for China. So how much of our system is compromised by the communist Chinese? We know about the various Confucius programs running on college campuses, which are very thinly veiled intelligence and propaganda operations. We know the number of Chinese citizens is so great that we've already busted up various Chinese, quote, police stations in the country, which are Chinese officials here monitoring Chinese civilians. We know the Chinese have, courtesy of Joe Biden, flown a spy balloon from Alaska to the Atlantic, making figure eights above our military bases. We know these things. We know members of Congress, like Eric Swalwell, have been caught in compromising situations with Chinese spies who take off back to China before they can be arrested by the FBI. We know the communist Chinese fund, in small part or in large part, media outlets in this country. These are things we know. We know. I was talking to Tyler O'Neill about this today. Tyler O'Neill, he wrote a book, very fascinating book, called Woketopus. It's about the dark network, the funding network behind all the communist origin stuff like that. Anyway, Tyler O'Neill wrote a good book, but I was talking to Tyler about this today. We know the Chinese will take journalists and they'll take them over to China. Now, of course, it's not done officially through the government. It's from some, you know, Chinese vacation, some Chinese outreach arm. We're just fun and sun in China, which, of course, is all funded and monitored by the communist Chinese. Well, they'll snatch up journalists in the United States of America and they'll fly them over to China first class, and they take them and they show them, oh, look at how good the restaurants are, and look at the military bases, and ooh, you want some bonbons? We got those too. And the journalists come back and tell America how wonderful China was. And that's a very good point as well, Chris. Let's remember who could have been vice president. Kamala Harris's VP pick was Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota. Maybe you already forgot about Tim Walz. Unless, of course, you're listening to me in Minnesota, then you haven't forgotten. But for those who have forgotten, it didn't get a ton of play during the campaign. We, of course, talked about it, but you're not going to read about it on the news. How many trips to China was it, Chris? 30? 33, if I remember right? Tim Walz, career government employee without two nickels to rub together, has traveled to China over 30 times. Over 30 times. I have not been to a single place on earth 30 times in my life, unless I live there. Not once. There's not a single place in my life I can count that I've been to 30 times. The poor school teacher / politician, 30 some times, flying across the ocean. Where's he staying when he gets there? Who paid for the flight? Who paid for the food? Off the top of my head, hey, Chris, we're going to go do two nights in China, Shanghai. Off the top of your head, you're good at this. What's that cost? Forget first class or any of that other stuff. We're flying over there normal. We're going to stay in whatever the Chinese equivalent of a Best Western is, probably Best Eastern. Am I right, Chris? Seriously. But Best Western, we're going to eat nothing fancy, just three normal meals. Two people, two nights. What's that cost, Chris? $4,000? Probably, Chris says at least. Tim Walz, almost Vice President Tim Walz, practically lived there. The question comes back to this. How compromised are we by the Chinese? Question has an uncomfortable answer. Jesse, dear master of the parallel parking. I see this lady knows who she's dealing with. The subject of this one is Hillsdale parent. Our daughter is a junior at Hillsdale, and we couldn't be more thankful. Not only is our daughter getting a great education, we get to go to the campus 2 times a year and meet with her professors. Tell me what college does that. My husband took the economics with Arthur Laffer class online. I actually had dinner with Arthur Laffer one time. And our 17-year-old son is going to take one of the U.S. history classes because he's not learning any history in U.S. history class at his school. One question for you. When you make a joke at home and Abba's rolling your eyes, do you ever catch yourself saying, "What, Chris?" Send your boys to Hillsdale, she said. Look, lady, I'm going to try to send my boys to Hillsdale. Just because your kids can get in doesn't mean either of mine can, okay? But the good news is we all can get some Hillsdale for free, because Hillsdale's offering over 40 free online courses for you and me. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse, no cost. You get some of a Hillsdale education. You ready to be smarter than all your friends? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Again, this is from Campus Reform. University of Miami is the latest college to reinstate mandatory standardized testing. We all hear that and we all cheer. Yes, standardized testing. Yes, good. But just like we talked about in the opening hour of the show and throughout the show, that's how it should be. It's not that we shouldn't celebrate. I'm happy to be back to normal. You're happy to be getting back to normal. Yes, that's fine, but we have to understand and accept the insanity, the evil insanity this country has been put through because of communism. And we have to make sure that stays in our mind so we continue to reject it and so we never allow these people back into power again, ever. These people are freaking sick. Speaking of sick, voicemails.
Yes, Jesse, I just want to let you know I was at the gym the other day and a friend of mine says, "I got to find a place for cheap tires." I said, "There's 3 things in life you do not skimp on: your mattress, your tires, and your brakes." Now, I know I heard it on your show, but I took total credit, and now they think I'm awesome.
Well, you screwed it up. That's not even what I said. There are 3 things in life you never skimp on. You always buy quality. You were close, but you missed it. One, it's not just your mattress. It's anything that goes on your bed. You spend a third of your life in bed. Don't skimp on your bedding. You don't have to spend a fortune for good stuff anymore. You can find good sheets for $19.99 anymore. But don't skimp on your sheets. Buy quality sheets. Don't skimp on anything in your bed. Don't skimp on anything that goes on your feet. Shoes, socks, anything. Your feet are everything. You don't think about them till you find someone or you yourself get foot problems or leg problems. Take care of your feet. A few years ago, we were going, we were taking a vacation where we were going to be hiking all the time, walking, hiking all the time. And I don't want to make myself sound like Chris, but I don't want to spend a bunch of money on clothing. It's just not who I am. As you can tell, I'm not a fashion guy. But Ob kept insisting. She's like, "No, we got to buy good shoes. We got to buy good shoes." And we went and got Sorrels. I think that's how you say them. S-O-R-E-L, Sorrels. But they were expensive. They were like $200 or something like that for a pair of boots. Why would I ask you, Chris? But they were like $200. They were expensive. Sorrels. Best money I've ever spent in my life. I still wear them to this day. Not too hot, not too cold. Keep the water out. Great support. Anyway, don't go cheap on bedding. Don't go cheap on your feet and your tires. People forget about tires. Your entire life, don't care how good the car is, whatever, your entire life and the life of those around you rests on having good tires. Don't go cheap on your tires. They don't have to spend top dollar. Buy quality tires. What, Chris? Please don't tell me you buy cheap tires. Please, Chris. What is wrong with you, Chris? You know what? We're doing a tread check. Corey, we're doing a tread check on Jewish producer Chris's tires after the show. Now I'm nervous. Now I don't want him riding behind me. Now I'm super nervous. Oh, there, Chris. This will make you feel better, though. Gold prices settle shy of record high as the dollar slide boosts metal. How about that, Chris? Something, what? I'm trying to be nice. Something for you to celebrate. Really, I guess it's something for everybody who got a hold of Gold Co. when I told you to celebrate. You did get a hold of Gold Co., right? You did make sure that your retirement is fortified with some precious metals. Gold Co.'s number one for a reason. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. Maybe get some physical gold or silver in your hands. Offering up to 10% bonus silver with the qualifying purchase. At least go get a free gold and silver kit. Protect yourself. JesseLikesGold.com is where you go, all right? JesseLikesGold.com.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By gold, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
House opens investigation into four sanctuary cities. Yes, the Brandon Johnsons of the world, the Mike Johnston of the world, these kind of crazy mayors, Chicago, Denver, actually Eric Adams and others, they're getting called in front of Congress to testify. Now, granted, it's the House GOP. I wouldn't bank on there being any actual teeth to any of this stuff because it's still the GOP, but still... something's happening out there. Jonathan Turley flags constitutional issue that may help Trump end birthright citizenship. Look, Trump is 100% correct when he says he wants to end birthright citizenship. I know it. You know it. Everyone with a brain knows it. Countries around the world don't just hand out citizenship to people, whoever happens to get born on their soil. That's an insane way to handle citizenship. But the question is going to be, does the Supreme Court agree with that? And that, I don't know. Trump building the wall to fill the gaps on the New Mexican border. New Mexico has famously been a difficult place to secure border-wise, not just because of the nutball lefties that run that state, sadly, because of the terrain. It's tough to protect a border in rougher terrain. It's brutal over there. And again, isn't it nice to have an administration that's trying? The last one just tried to keep it open. It's crazy. MSNBC meltdown. Eli Mistel comes unglued and blames, quote, white folks for the price of eggs. It's actually funny. Guys like this. You know Trump cut $420 million of DEI programs out of the government? $420 million. There's been this entire industry of moronic communists who have existed, who've luxuriated only on this anti-white man hatred thing, and they're going nowhere fast. The public's done with it. And the thing is, you can't teach those old dogs new tricks. They'll still be saying, white people! They'll still be screaming about it from now until the end of time. Hundreds of lights recovered in their Hertfordshire theft investigation. Apparently somebody was stealing a bunch of streetlights. And you know I'm totally against theft of all kind. But aren't you kind of curious? What, Chris? I'm curious. Everybody's curious. Whatever. Anyway. We're going to come back tomorrow. We'll do it again. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.